Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning I'm joined in the studio by Mary Newton, who is the Volunteer Services Coordinator for the Atlanta Regional Commission. Mary Newton, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here today, Kiplin.
Well, I'm glad that you are here because you are here to talk about a program under the Atlanta Regional Commission that is specifically for seniors called RSVP. Could you please share with our listeners what RSVP stands for and what it is?
Certainly. RSVP stands for the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. RSVP is part of SeniorCorps, which is a federal program that engages older adults in volunteer activities across the nation. In Atlanta, in the Atlanta region and Georgia, there are approximately 3,500 to 4,000 RSVP volunteers doing all kinds of activities to engage adults around the region.
So you're looking for seniors to volunteer from their areas of expertise with people in the community that need that expertise.
Yes, we consider our volunteers educator advocates. So we're looking for people who are 55 and older, that's the base age for RSVP, who've had careers where they've done training or kind of outreach, who are really good at talking to people and to help us with our community education and outreach activities. Now, our goal is to make sure that seniors continue to live active and vital and independent lives. So we focus on health and wellness related activities and information.
I think it's interesting that you say that because we see often, you know, someone retires 1 week and they pass the next week. And I think that's just the saddest thing. But this program allows seniors to continue to use their brains and their knowledge to help others.
That is absolutely correct. One of the things that we know is that when we retire, we still have time. And we have a range of knowledge, skills, and abilities, amazing talents that we've garnered over the years. And we look for those kinds of people who want to use those talents and abilities in some way to serve other seniors. So with seniors, serving seniors, and helping us all grow and continue to live active and vital lives.
And that's also a part of mental health. Because when you can give back and help others, it provides you with that wonderful feeling and, you know, makes everything a little bit better no matter what else is going on in your life.
That's true. In fact, research shows that volunteering is one of the healthiest activities you can engage in. Research indicates that those who devote time to volunteering as little as 2 hours a week have significant health outcomes. It helps their brains, it helps them physically, and it helps them in their spirit as well. And it's always meaningful when you can give back to the community. There's a benefit there, not just for you, but the people you serve.
Mary, can you share an anecdote about, you know, one of the volunteers that's currently in the program and, you know, how they have used their volunteer hours with RSVP?
I can. We have a range of presentations that we do. We have about a dozen that we do. And volunteers pick the ones that they are most interested in. And they can pick more than that. But I'm going to tell you about my Jerry. Jerry just turned 90 years old. And he and his nephew, Wayne, lead our healthy sexuality class. Now, some people would say, why would you need to tell seniors about that? Well, the fact of the matter is that baby boomers started the sexual revolution back in the day. And even though we're older, the need for connection and love and affection don't change. And we found that the rise in sexually transmitted diseases is particularly intense among seniors. So we felt that it was very important to do that presentation. And Jerry and Wayne are two of our best presenters.
I think that is very interesting. And I never made the connection that baby boomers kind of gave rise to our sexual revolution. And I just heard recently, if you liked being sexual in your youth, you will probably like being sexual when you age.
That's true.
It's not a desire that leaves.
It does not go away. But we want to make sure that as people do it, do engage in those kinds of activities, that they have a sense of what it means as you age. There are some people who think that because you age, you cannot get an STD or HIV. People think Viagra makes you, you know, Superman, you know, but regardless of that, we want people to, you know, that health issue remains the same. So when you think of being, you know, having meaningful relationships, you want them to be healthy as well. So in that presentation, we talk to people about what are the signs and symptoms of STDs, how to talk to your doctor about, you know, an STD and, you know, what you need to know, and how to talk to your partner about that sexual relationship.
So, Mary Newton, this does not sound like our grandparents' volunteer program. This is a active, progressive, engaging volunteer program for our seniors.
Yes, we are. We understand where we are in the region, but what we try to do is respond to needs. In fact, the need for the healthy sexuality class came from some of our resident coordinators at some of the senior high rises who were having those kinds of issues and asked us as the Area Agency on Aging if we had a presentation around that issue. And we worked with the CDC and Georgia State's gerontology unit to develop a class around it. So we try to be responsive in that way in the work that we do.
So now we are talking about this because we want seniors in our community to know that we, the RSVP program, wants to use their expertise as well to create teaching programs for seniors that range anywhere from cooking healthy to financial needs, all of these things that are available. How can they get involved and bring their expertise to RSVP?
Well, we have a menu of program because one thing about the Atlanta Regional Commission is that we are the Area Agency on Aging for the metro area. So the community education we do really arises out of the work that the Area Agency is doing right now. So we do have a menu, but what we do is if a volunteer decides, says to us, I have an idea for a class, and is willing to help us call together the information to present it, we will do that. For example, our volunteer Jeff was a retired English teacher, and he began to lose his hearing. And he used that experience to get trained in a presentation called Managing Hearing Loss. And he goes out now and he presents that information in the community. And it's great because not only does he know about that experience and he can share it, but he also knows about resources that people who may need hearing aids or similar resources can get. So it comes full circle like that. We have a retired banker named Carolyn Cartwright who helped us develop a presentation called Money Smart. Now, Money Smart was developed by the Federal Reserve Bank, but she took that presentation, and it's a huge presentation, but she was able to make it such that we could use it in the community. And Money Smart talks about how you need to be smart about your money when as you get older, and it particularly focuses on Medicare fraud, scams, identity thefts, those kinds of things that particularly impact seniors. So we try to get people, you know, to kind of understand that you have to be wise and really, you know, savvy when it comes to money and scams and things like that.
Because people do prey on the senior community to take advantage of them most often with these scams. So we've talked about if you want to volunteer, how you can come up with a program around your expertise if it's needed. But if we've got organizations who are hearing this for the first time and they want to invite the RSVP volunteers to come and present to them, how can they find out about the courses available and have presentations for their community and constituents?
Well, that's exactly right. That's what we want to do. Our presentations are listed on our website, empowerline.org. And you can see not only is there a listing of the presentations, there's a form you can use that we will get and call you back to schedule the presentation. So it's very easy. You know, you pick the presentation you want, and we get a volunteer there to do it for you. And that's not all we do. We do health fairs all year round, and we try to support communities in the activities they want to do, you know. But health fairs are very important, and other kinds of community outreach as well. One of the things we're working on for the new year, because as you said, social isolation is an issue for seniors, is we're doing a travel training class where we're going to be working with seniors at some of the senior residences around here to teach them how to use MARTA. And part of that experience is to take them down to the MARTA headquarters so they can get their reduced fare senior card, which will give them a ride for a dollar on MARTA. So those are the kinds of ways we want to engage the communities and continue to help senior adults in the area just continue to live, because that's what we're here for.
Mary, I can see your passion about this issue and these challenges that seniors face. Can you just share a little bit about how you came to be the volunteer services coordinator for this program?
Well, I have always worked with communities. I worked as a community relations manager, in private and public sector for the last 30 years. And I've always volunteered with seniors from the time I was long ago. Let me just say that. And I've always, I think I do come at it from a place of passion. I believe that as we get older, life gets richer, but we have to help each other see that. And I've known too from my own volunteers that that's true. We have an amazing group of talented, energetic, engaged seniors who want to do this work. And it's not just work to them, so I don't want to use that, but they do have that attitude of service. And that's what we try to instill, is that if you really want to serve and if you have a passion for sharing, and you've got skills. There are a lot of, we have retired accountants, retired nurses, retired doctors, military veterans, all these wonderful skills and talents coming together to help us. But Atlanta region's big, and we're small, and we're trying to get more people to help us in our work.
I think this is a wonderful program, and you touched on that social isolation that sometimes seniors can find them in for various reasons. Families move away, not having transportation. But there is a... There's studies going on now about loneliness in our communities as more and more people, you know, live alone. Mm-hmm. And so this is another opportunity for, you know, seniors to have that enrichment in their life so that they have a community or they, you know, have a tribe that they can engage with once they leave that work community or if their family community has grown smaller.
Sure, sure. And, you know, back to the health health implications associated with volunteering. Doing good is good for you. That's what we say. And to your point, it's an opportunity to meet people, an opportunity to engage in the larger community around you. You remain active and vital, and you learn and develop new skills. You bring yours, and you'll learn something new as well. How wonderful is that?
So, Mary, for our listeners out there who want to get in touch, how can they find out more about the Atlanta Regional Commission's RSVP program?
You can go online to www.empowerline.org. And when you go on the page, you'll see in the upper right-hand corner the volunteer sign. And you just click on that. There's even a sheet that you can fill out to kind of help you figure out if you want to volunteer. And if volunteering with us is the right thing for you. So we're just trying to help you figure out if this is the right thing for you. And if it is, you can call the number and we'll make sure to reach out to you. We have an open house every month on the second Wednesday of the month at 11 a.m. And all you have to do is call us and let us know you're coming. And we'll talk to you a little bit more about what we do.
I'm going to say that again. It's www.empowerline.org. www.mary.org. And Mary Newton, I want to thank you so much for coming to share this information with our listeners this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.